Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
The Dan Grotta Show on 98.7 ESPN starts now.
Hey there, hey there, hey there, hey there. Happy Monday, everybody. Sixth day of May 2024. Happy anniversary to my folks. Mom and Dad, love ya. It is the Dan Grotta Show, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776. That is the telephone number. A fast break, a shoot-around. Pacers like to get up and down the floor. Well, you know what? This show will be the primer for what we're going to see in this playoff series beginning tonight. Hopefully not too much if you are somebody, of course, that is a New York Knicks enthusiast. But we will get you set for the Knicks and the Pacers. It is here. Boy, those 3 days felt like an eternity, did it not? With no basketball. But we get this thing started tonight at the world's most famous. Joe and Chantel are hanging out tonight. They're producing the program. And we'll be having every bounce of the ball covered for you beginning tonight. And, of course, every step of the way of this series between the Knickerbockers and the Indiana Pacers. But we want to hear from you. Let's light up as many phone lines as possible at 800-919-3776. At Dan Grotta is where you can get me on Twitter. Hope everybody have a good weekend. Rangers got the MSG round two festivities off to a good start yesterday. They take care of the Carolina Hurricanes. Carolina hung around. Fought back, made it interesting at least there in the final minute with that goal to make it 4-3. But nevertheless, Rangers flex their muscles. Look, they're going to have to play better. We know that. And because I think Carolina will be better as we move forward through the series. This is not going to be another four-game sweep like you had against the Washington Capitals. Okay, it just isn't. You are going to see a better version of the Carolina Hurricanes as we move forward through this series, that I am sure of. But once again, with the Rangers, you look at how they got the job done. Again, the special teams playing a huge factor in that game yesterday. Not a one, but two power play goals from this club. And what makes you feel good as a Ranger fan, among other things, in getting the win, Carolina is a really, really good team, too, when it comes to special teams. And the fact that the Rangers went out there, put a couple of goals on the board, that gives you a lot of confidence moving forward. So, again, Rangers stay out of the penalty box. That'll help. I thought the referees probably were a little too present in that game yesterday, which it drives me absolutely up the wall when it comes to that type of stuff, especially in the playoffs. They're not there to see you. They're there to watch the game. And sometimes it gets a little too out of hand there. But step one, victory for the Rangers. And now we move on to the basketball team tonight with the New York Knickerbockers. And look, when we began the series against Philadelphia in round number one, Knicks were expected to win, but it wasn't necessarily a slam dunk in a lot of people's opinions. No pun intended, right? Because Philadelphia was not your average seventh seed. If you want to base it just on the games that Joel Embiid played in, Philadelphia had a really, really good record. I mean, they might have been the two seed if the guy never got hurt. But they were the seven, and that was the matchup. And the Knicks took care of business. Good for them. You look at this Indiana team. They were, by all accounts, a true six seed. And they got the luck of the draw a little bit because, remember, a team like Milwaukee, at the end of the regular season, they didn't go all out to necessarily try to finish second, which they easily could have done. But they felt it was more important because Giannis was down for the count to make sure that they rest some guys and try to make themselves as healthy as possible getting ready for the playoffs. And oh, by the way, if there is something that also comes along with it, like playing Indiana in the first round, we'll take that because we don't fear Indiana. Well, funny thing happened along the way for them is that Giannis never played. Lillard got hurt in the series. And then your season ended in six games against these Indiana Pacers. And that leaves us Knicks, Pacers, round number two. And if you're somebody of my age, older, maybe even a little younger, who knows, and you grew up with basketball in the 90s, like you remember Knicks-Pacers, right? It was almost an annual rite of spring. Postseason would roll around, cue the NBC music, the John Tesh, round ball rock, all that stuff, and it would be, in some variety, Knicks against the Indiana Pacers, and all those epic moments, the good, the bad, the heroes, the villains, the Reggie Miller, even Spike Lee, LJ, the four-point play, Ewing, the finger roll, unfortunately. I mean, so many moments, all ingrained in one. And now we have it again. 2013, all right, that was also a second rounder, and everybody thinks about Roy Hibbert and Carmelo Anthony meeting at the rim, and look, the Pacers were the better team that year. What can you do? But now's a chance to get back and to get even, and I think that you could say clearly, even this diminished version of the Knicks, without Julius Randle, without Bojan Bogdanovic, they are the better team. The Knicks are expected to win this series. They are the favorites to win this series. Well, how do they do it? We've talked about it over the last few days, ever since this matchup became apparent. When you look at the contrast of styles for these two clubs, there's things that Indiana do very, very well that the Knicks don't, okay? When you look at the offense, Indiana's the highest scoring team in the NBA. Pace is another one of these new words in 2024 NBA that's really popular and you hear thrown around a lot and people value, right? Back when the Knicks and the Pacers were playing in the 90s, the word pace was not part of NBA vernacular. It just wasn't, but now it is. Pacers play second in the NBA when it comes to pace. Knicks are dead last, okay? Indiana's number one as far as points in the paint, scoring. They also allow the most points in the paint in the NBA, which is something that I think could benefit the Knicks in this series. Indiana also allows the fewest three-pointers to be made per game in the NBA. They run shooters off the line very, very well. But you don't look at this Indiana team as one that is strong defensively. And that's why I expect the Knicks to go out there and still run their stuff when it comes to the offense and to still be able to have success. You know, pace is another one of these words that's going to factor in, I think, to the tempo of this series, because in the playoffs, and I mentioned this the other day, when the game slows down, if you're a team that plays at a really high pace during the season, a la like an Indiana Pacers, you have to adjust. Knicks, pace they play with in the regular season is the same pace you're playing with in the playoffs, so there's no adjustment whatsoever. Them, they're just going out there and playing a basketball game like they did 82 games during the season. There really isn't much of an adjustment factor there. One thing that Indiana does well, and one thing that Indiana has the edge in this series, until proven otherwise, is that they're a deeper team than the Knicks. Okay, they lead the league in bench production and bench points. Tom Thibodeau, meantime, you'd have to twist his arm just to have a third guy take his warm-ups off to get in the game. We'll see how deep that rotation is going to extend in this series. And if it's ultimately going to be a situation where the Knicks are going to have to rely on just more than the seven guys to be able to play with this Pacers team. You know, I don't like to put a lot of stock, hardly any, in regular season matchups, because one has nothing to do with the other. But the Knicks and the Pacers, Indiana won two of the three games during the regular season, but think about when those games were played, right? The last time they played was February the 10th. That was before the trade deadline. So when you think about these teams and how they looked when they met during the regular season, well, let's see. Julius Randle didn't play in the last two meetings. He was hurt already. Mitchell Robinson never faced the Pacers all season. And OG Anunoby has yet to face Indiana wearing a New York Knicks uniform. And that one game they played earlier this year, that was literally the day of the trade with the Toronto Raptors. So the Knicks were shorthanded, and they didn't have anything close to a full complement of players. Now it's a new season, though, right? Now it all gets started for real. And I think that the way the Knicks were tested in round one, and they were tested, right? We know a couple of those games could have gone either way. It's going to benefit them, I think, getting ready to take on this Pacers team, because Philadelphia is still the more talented team than the Pacers are. They are. You know, Joel Embiid, arguably, you know, reigning MVP, might be the best player or one of two, three best players in the NBA. Tyrese Halliburton's good, but he's not in Joel Embiid's class. You know, and they just had to deal with somebody named Tyrese Maxey, who was pretty damn special at times in that series. So you have Halliburton. I know that there's going to be that great matchup that's going to be contrasted and analyzed and scrutinized the entire series between Brunson and Halliburton. All-star point guards. One guy got a nod on the Olympic team. The other guy didn't. Why is that the case? You don't think Brunson has a chip on his shoulder? You know, that storyline was also unearthed over the weekend about the Rick Carlisle factor. And during Jalen Brunson's last year in Dallas, Carlisle essentially, you know, had him rotting on the bench during the playoffs. He was only playing like 10 minutes, and that was something that, of course, struck a chord with Brunson, and I'm sure he hasn't forgot that. And you know that he would love to go out there and do nothing more than to stick it to his old coach and send him and his team home packing in the second round. I mean, so many storylines. Little bit of nostalgia thrown in never hurts anybody. I love that part. But pace, we're going to keep going back to pace and scoring and offense in this series, because Indiana might have been the highest scoring team in the NBA all season, right? They didn't reach 100 points only one time during the regular season, just the once. But you know what? It happened already twice in that first round series against the Bucks. And both times it happened, it was on the road. Maybe tonight will be a third time. Third time's a charm. That would be great for the Knicks. You know, if the Pacers don't hit 100 points, I'm pretty confident Knicks are going to find a way to win that game. I think any Knicks fan would sign up for that right now if I told you, hey, Pacers won't hit triple figures tonight. You take it? Absolutely you do. And I don't have to tell you about the history of the Knicks having home court advantage in a best of seven. And when they lose game one at home, doesn't mean good things. 0-6 in the history of the franchise when the Knicks lose game one of a series at home when they have home court. And they have never won a series. Happened last year against the Miami Heat. Happened a few years ago against the Atlanta Hawks as well, most recently. So I would say they best be served going out there and winning themselves a basketball game tonight. I think they'll get it done. I said six against the Philadelphia 76ers. It turned out to be six. And while I do think that Indiana is not on the level at their ceiling of Philadelphia, I think this is a scrappy group. Like I said, Rick Carlisle is going to play a lot of guys. I don't think you have to worry about fatigue or them tiring out. You know, there'll be a couple of rough spots. I mean, that joint in Indiana is going to be rocking, of course. They're good fans out there. I don't think there's going to be as many Knicks fans in that building as there were down at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. But I expect the Knicks to get the job done. So you know what? Out of respect for the opponent, I'll say six again. Let's run it back. Lock it in, Joseph. It happened in the first round. I think it'll happen here in the second round. But get the first one tonight. That, to me, is important. Major International Soccer is coming to New York this summer. FC Series and Soccer Champions Tour presents Manchester City and AC Milan at Yankee Stadium on July the 27th. Enter for your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest and submit your entry. Two grand prize winners will also receive either a Man City or AC Milan jersey. So watch some of the best teams in the world. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at FCSeries.com. Rapid fire with you guys on the phones, 800-919-3776. We go till the top of the hour. Then it's Knicks pregame. Dan Grasso with you, 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Dan Grasso Show on 98.7 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting you set for Knickerbockers, Pacers, Game 1, Round 2. 800-919-3776. All right, we said rapid fire, you know, in honor of the Pacers and their pace, getting up and down the floor. That's what we're doing here for the final 10 minutes or so. We're going to start off with Griffin in Connecticut. He is first up here on the Grasso Show, 98.7 ESPN. Griff, how the heck are you, buddy?
I'm good, Dan. I think in this series, Dante DiVincenzo needs to be a big part in this series. I think his offense needs to be huge because this is a series where I feel like Jalen Brunson, we all know what Jalen Brunson can do, but he needs others to step up and help him. So to me, Dante DiVincenzo needs to have a big series offensively. In game six, his points was a big reason why. I know Jalen Brunson took over the game late, but his points early on was a big reason why they were able to close out the Sixers in Game 6. So to me, if Dante has the same fire offense that he had in Game 6 in this series, then I think the Knicks have a really good chance to win this series.
Griff, I don't disagree, and I thank you for the phone call. Devo's got to be huge. We talked about it the last few days. Knicks don't win that game in Philadelphia the other night without him. And he came out early, and he was knocking down those threes often, and it continued throughout the game. It was nice to see him wake up because, remember, outside of Game 2, DiVincenzo was kind of MIA through much of that series. But he was that guy that we were accustomed to seeing all season long show up again in Game 6 when his team needed the most. Here's why he's even going to be more important this series against Indiana. Not so much for the offense and sinking the threes, which you need. He's probably going to be the guy that's going to draw the primary assignment defensively of trying to stop Tyrese Halliburton. See, that's what's funny about the way they kind of promote these matchups and all the talking heads and everything in the networks and this and, you know, Knicks, Pacers, Brunson, Halliburton, the point guards. They're not going to even guard each other, right? They're not. DiVincenzo will probably be the one on Halliburton. And Brunson, if you watched Indiana and the Knicks of the regular season, they use Nembhard and Nesmith are going to be the ones primarily on Brunson. It's not like it used to be where it's just like, hey, you're the point guard, I'm the point guard, let's go at it one-on-one. It's not the way the game is anymore. Let's say hi to James in PA, who is up next here on 98.7 ESPN. Hello, James.
Mr. Grass, how are you, sir?
James, I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
Hey, nothing. I'm just getting everything together. Got the hoagie set up. I just put the drink down and getting everything set up right now, getting TV all set up, so I'm ready to go.
You but are locked and loaded.
I'm locked and loaded. So the key for me in this whole series is going to be the role players. And they have to perform here tonight. We cannot have mediocre games tonight. If we have mediocre games, it's going to be a loss. We have great games. There's going to be a winner, and that's what it's going to come down to. And the advantage goes to the Knicks because they could play defense. They could defend the role players on the other team. I don't know if Indiana has enough to defend like a DiVincenzo and Hart and all that once they get on fire. So the Knicks, all their role players, just stand up and let's go.
I don't disagree. And James, thanks a lot for the phone call. Enjoy the you can tell that James is from Pennsylvania because he went with hoagie, right, instead of sub or just sandwich. He went with hoagie. Like hoagie is like a Pennsylvania, South Jersey type thing. Expression. I'm cool with it, but that's not usually the way that I roll with the hoagie, but to each his own. The question about the role players for the Knicks, again, is how many of them are we going to see? I mean, Precious is going to have to get some run in this series, is he not? I mean, I'd be absolutely shocked if Precious Achiuwa doesn't see some action in this series, because remember about Miles Turner. Look, Miles Turner is a talented big for Indiana. He's someone that can step out and hit the three. So he's another big two series in a row here that you're going to have to worry about sticking one in from outside. But he's not the brute force that Joel Embiid is. Nobody is in the NBA at that size, right? So it's a little bit different of a matchup, meaning Tibbs was reluctant to go to Precious in round one because too much of that on Embiid would be exposed, because Precious is only like 6'8", right? And so he's given up size. He's given up strength. Miles Turner, a little bit different story. You know, Miles Turner is somebody who's a little bit quicker than Embiid. That's why if he's going to pull the defender out, I think that Precious would be able to actually keep up with him footwork-wise. So I'd be shocked, like I said, if he doesn't see some time in this series. I'll tell you another guy that could be a problem in this series just because, look, he's had a real good career hanging around. He was a pain in the neck when he was wearing a Sixers uniform, and he's doing it again with Indiana. And you saw in that last game of the clincher against Milwaukee how big of a role he played, and that's T.J. McConnell, the point guard from Arizona. He's somebody coming off of the bench that gives them a jolt. He does the little things. So, look, Indiana's a deep team. They really are. And Carlisle's not afraid to play a bunch of guys. Certainly less reluctant than Tibbs is, as we know. Let's say hi to Carol in New York up next here on 98.7 ESPN. Carol, what's going on?
Hey there. How are you, Dan?
Carol, I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
I'm from Ossining, New York, and as you may know, that is the hometown of Obi Toppin.
Yep.
I was a big Obi Toppin fan when he was playing for the Knicks, but thinking about where his head might be at when he plays against his old team tonight.
Yeah, and his brother, as a matter of fact, who's going to be in the building. There was already, you know, footage that's kind of been circulating of them having a nice chat on the court during shoot-around earlier tonight before the game, which was kind of cool. Their mom was there. I don't know if his head is going to factor into the game in any way. And say this about Obi. And look, we had a lot of conversations about Obi over the last year and a half, 2 years when he was here. Like, there were a lot of fans that were convinced that, you know, Obi playing more minutes was going to solve everything that ailed the Knicks. But, look, Obi has his limitations. Knicks knew that. And one of the other limitations that Obi faced while he was here was a guy by the name of Julius Randle. You know, you weren't ever going to say that Obi Toppin deserved to play ahead of Julius Randle, and that's why he became expendable. I know that he and Tibbs had that, you know, shouting match in the playoffs last year. It wasn't exactly a good look. But he's getting an opportunity. See, Indiana, the way that they play, it suits Obi Toppin's skill set. Obi Toppin is a guy who likes to get out and run, especially in the open floor, let his athletic skills kind of just take over, and that's what Indiana does, right? They're like a track team going up and down the floor, and that's when Obi does his thing, getting out in the fast break, you know, high-flying dunks, that type of stuff. That's his game. And look, coming off of the bench, playing about 20 minutes a night or so, he's found a role with this team. But it was just never going to work out here. You know, this is who Obi is. He's a guy who, you know, offensively, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not trying to throw cold water on him, but the reality is that, like, offensively, he's not a guy who's going to be able to really create his own shot. That's just not going to be his game, but he's going to bring energy. He's going to bring hustle. He'll be able to rebound for you, and he's going to have a highlight dunk every so often. That's Obi's game, and he's been good for the Indiana Pacers. He has. 800-919-3776. A couple of more minutes, and then we got Nick pregame as we're ready to get this one. By the way, thank goodness thank goodness we got a 7:30 game tonight instead of that nonsense from Thursday. What was that, Joe? Was that a 9 o'clock tip in Game 6 in Philadelphia?
Might as well have been 11:30 at that point.
Might as well have been 11:30.
I mean, it's just, I believe it was 9:30.
We did a show.
Yes, full show. Full
we show. Did a full show practically before the game. Thank goodness we don't have that tonight. Let's get right to it. Richard in Manhattan, he is going to close it out for us tonight. Richard, good evening. How are you?
You know, Dan, we talk about 94 Rangers Knicks. But don't forget, a little later that summer, the Yankees came out of nowhere, were playing great baseball, were in first place, and the plug was pulled with the baseball strike. Yep. That was terrible.
Yankees Expos World Series. We were robbed of it, Rich.
That was my favorite Yankee team. Valverde and Mariano Duncan.
Mike
and Jim
Stanley.
Abbott. They came out of nowhere 4 years in a row. 91, 92, 93. They were terrible. You know, if Oklahoma City wins it now, they never won. I think it'll be the first time the city of Oklahoma and obviously the state of Oklahoma has ever won a professional sports title, Oklahoma City. Now, they won the Seattle Supersonics, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you got Minnesota, and that state hasn't won it since George Mikan, and that was 75 years ago. So I bet you that may be the longest time in between. It's obviously different franchises, but city has had a champion in the same sport 75 years.
Yeah, Rich, I got to let you go because we're running out of time, but I appreciate the geography and the history and everything. You know what else is pretty cool? New York, Boston, Dallas, Denver. Those four cities have teams still alive, both in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Very cool. Thanks to Joe and Chantel. It's game time, everybody. Coming right back with Nick pregame. Dan Gross is saying so long on 98.7 ESPN.